And we're joined in studio for some analysis by Irish Times columnist and public affairs consultant Gerald Howland. Gerald, thanks a million for coming into us this morning. Just listening there to David Cullinan and Sinn Féin and how they did. Is their biggest problem they don't know who's voting for them anymore?
Well, I think they do, and that's part of the problem. I mean, Fine Gael successfully, after trying very hard for a very long time, arrived as part of the establishment of Irish politics and in the process lost a considerable part of its base. In Dublin Central, where I live, and is one of the most ethnically mixed, most migrants, socially challenged places in the country, Pascal Donoghue has three Fine Gael councillors standing around him this morning, and Mary Lou MacDonald has two. So this is not natural Fine Gael territory, but by any stretch of the imagination. It is a place where Sinn Féin apparently was on the cusp, not only of gains in local authority elections, but almost a given certainty of a second Dáil seat. None of that is on the cards. If Sinn Féin cannot get second seats in constituencies, it is not an alternative government. And I think the biggest issue this morning for Sinn Féin is that, unlike 48 hours ago, when it could pose credibly as the centre of, leader of, significant part of an alternative government on these numbers, with these issues around itself, it is not in that position. And that, not modest vote gains or seat gains, is actually the advantage that the government parties have won.
And the government parties, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in particular, they're stuck in and around 50% of the vote, give or take, and have been for years. So they know who's voting for them. It's largely the same people for years who have been voting for that bloc, but then enter the independents into this particular election. And that's where the problems arise for Sinn Féin. Are they taking Sinn Féin's votes?
Well, presumably to a significant extent, but to refer to the independents as they is very contentious. There is no they or them. They're an extraordinarily varied group of people, and they represent a lot of different things. And some of them were very far removed from Sinn Féin, or people who might, under any circumstances, vote for Sinn Féin. But yes, that is one part of Sinn Féin's issue. And I suppose another is that, you know, this myth that the centre has held. The centre hasn't held. The centre has moved in a mudslide to the left. We've gone from running a country on about 60 billion a year in 2016-17 to about 110 billion a year this year.
So the policies of those who claim to be the centre, you say, have moved?
Radically leftward. So this is a country where, using the semantic of centre, actually governing in a way that is to the left of how Sinn Féin said it would govern if it had been elected on the basis of its 2020 manifesto. But largely it seems we're too polite to point that out.
Fine Gael, did Harris provide a bounce, if you want to call it a bounce? I mean, because the figures show that their vote collapsed since 2019 and a marginal increase on 2020.
Yes, he did provide a bounce, and he certainly provided those two words, new energy. And I think his frantic pace of canvassing and campaigning, I can't open my phone without receiving another video from him about something, and that did have an effect. There was a wonderful phrase used by somebody, not myself unfortunately, in the Sunday Times yesterday. They referred to political capital as like butter in the pan. It melts very quickly. So he has an opportunity. The ball is at his foot, and to an extent with his partners in government, and it's up to them now to try and capitalise on that before the butter in the pan melts.
And what about Fianna Fáil and their leader, Micheál Martin? He's been there a long time. Will there be any push, do you think, to change that leader, to get a new bounce for Fianna Fáil, or will they stick with what they have, leave well alone?
No leader of Fianna Fáil is more control of that party for literally generations.
So he'll stay?
Oh, absolutely, as long as he wants. He will decide who the next European Commissioner is within weeks. It is his to take, should he wish. I'm inclined to take him at his word that he won't. And then what he will do, of course, will have a major impact on the lineup and personnel in his party, just as they are about to face the people.
Who will form the next government?
On the basis of yesterday's results, I would say that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael combined, if they can stay combined, have the advantage.
And what about this big bunch of independents? Because Sinn Féin say a vote for them is a vote for the coalition as we have it today. Do you agree?
Yes, but the next Dáil will be 14 extra seats. So even allowing for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael maintaining this, what we must remember is modest momentum, It'll be a very long-tailed, more complicated government in the next Dáil than it was in this. We took 3 months to put three parties together in 2020, and I predict that the next time out things will be a lot more complicated, will be a lot more smaller entities or even individual independents in the room hammering out the deal that will be the programme for government that may or may last either 5 minutes or 5 years as a consequence thereafter.
Good to have you on the programme. Thank you very much indeed. Gerald Howland, Public Affairs Consultant, Irish Times columnist.